Imagine your thumb slows mid-scroll because a 2-second logo loop catches the eye and says, wait, what's this? You didn't read the caption, you didn't click yet, but your attention is arrested. That tiny motion just brought a brand a moment of curiosity, and that moment is everything. Today, we're unpacking how micromotion, small, purposeful animation, does exactly that. It stops the scroll, clarifies the message, and nudges people toward a decision. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey everyone, Wendy here. Today we're diving into micromotion, why it matters, the tools and patterns that make it work, and how to prove its value with simple tests clients can sign off on. Stick around for a 1-minute imagination break that gets you sketching motion in 5 minutes.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll define micromotion and the core psychology behind why tiny motion wins. Then we'll get practical. Sketches, 2-frame GIFs, exporting Lottie files, and handoff notes. Finally, we'll walk through real-world applications and A/B test ideas you can run this week. Ready? Let's go. Segment 1. The Foundation. Micromotion isn't full-screen animation or 30-second explainer videos. It's the subtle, repeatable movement that adds meaning. Think of a tiny bounce that signals a button is tappable, a looped spark that suggests freshness in a logo, or a soft slide that guides your eye to a CTA. These are micro moments that communicate affordance and personality in one breath. Why does this work? 3 psychological levers: attention, affordance, and memory. Motion attracts attention by creating local contrast. Your brain notices change. Affordance is a design hint. A wiggle or glow says, tap me. Memory comes from repetition. A small loop repeated across touch points builds recognition without yelling for it. Combine those, and a tiny animation becomes a brand shorthand. At MG Wallace, we break micromotion into 3 functional roles: signal, delight, and direction. Signal is about clarity, confirming interaction. Delight is personality, the little flourish that makes people smile. Direction is guidance, using motion to lead attention toward what matters. A single microanimation can serve one or more of these roles. For example, a logo shimmer might delight, while a gentle pulse on a contact button signals action.
A quick studio example. We had a bakery client whose logo sat flat on Instagram. We added a 2-frame flower dust loop. Subtle. 800 milliseconds, and engagement on that post climbed. Clients often worry about overdoing it, but small loops, timed and limited, feel natural. Motion with restraint wins every time.
Segment 2, tools and workflows. This is the hands-on bit. First, sketch motion on paper. Draw 3 frames max. Start, key move, return. Keep it simple. You can do a motion brief in 5 minutes. Goal, target element, 1 motion roll, duration, and loop behavior. I'll say that again. Goal, element, role, duration, loop. Your 5-line brief.
If you're short on tools, start free. A 2-frame GIF is the quickest proof. Use any free GIF maker or a simple timeline in software you already own. For vector motion and developer handoff, export as Lottie JSON from free tools or Figma plugins. The key is to create a tiny, repeatable asset that developers can slot in without heavy rebuilds.
Audio-friendly demo. Picture a CTA button that slightly scales up and back in 350 milliseconds on hover. Sketch 2 frames, normal and scaled. Export as a short GIF or Lottie. Set easing to ease out and loop only on hover or first view. That single behavior increases perceived interactivity and reduces hesitation. People understand they can tap. Imagination break. This is the 5-minute sketch exercise. Ready? Grab a pen. Pick a logo, icon, or button. Step 1. Write the 1-line goal. Step 2. Draw 3 frames. Start, peak, return. Step 3. Decide timing. 300 to 800 milliseconds for micro interruptions. Step 4. Give it a role. Signal, delight, or direction. Done. That's your micro motion brief. Go ahead. Sketch it now.
It works. Sketching forces you to choose what the motion should say. When you verbalize the goal, the motion becomes purposeful, not decorative. Remember to keep file sizes small and limit loops to avoid distraction.
Segment 3, real-world application and testing. 3 quick case studies. First, logos on social. Short, attention-getting loops for profile animations or hero banners. Second, CTAs on websites. Micro-interactions that indicate clickability and reward action. Third, physical signage, looped video panels or QR-enabled microsites where motion draws foot traffic without noise pollution.
Metrics matter. Pick 1 or 2 KPIs, click-through rate, time on page, or conversion lift. Run a quick A-B test, static versus micro-animation. Keep the sample small and the test short. 1 week on a social post, 2 weeks on a landing page. Track engagement and share the creative brief with clients so they see how little production time this takes.
Pitching busy clients, lead with outcomes, not animation. Say, we can add a 2-second loop to your logo to increase attention and improve click-through. Here's a quick mock and a 1-week test plan. Include estimated time, cost, and the KPI you'll measure. Offer a no-risk trial, often enough to get a yes.
Common friction, clients worry about performance and upkeep. Mitigate that by keeping assets lightweight, using conditional loading, and providing a developer-ready Lottie file, plus a GIF fallback. Our templates at mgwidstudios.com/submit include those specs, so you can hand them off with confidence.
Key takeaways. First, start with the client's story. Pick one goal and design motion to serve it. Second, keep it tiny and purposeful. Short duration, restrained loops, clear role, signal, delight, or direction. Third, prove impact fast. 2-frame GIFs or Lottie exports, a 1-week A-B test, and share the results in client-friendly terms.
2 subtle calls to action. Try 1 micro animation this week. Sketch it, export a GIF, and test it. And for templates, briefs, and downloadable example Lotties and GIFs, visit mgwdstudios.com/submit. We've got starter briefs and handoff specs to make it painless. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.